Report author Barbara Stocking criticised WHO and member states for not recognising early on that the current epidemic was far more serious than previous outbreaks. And she insisted that the crisis would have been better handled if the UN agency had put in place suggested improvements following the H1N1 influenza pandemic in 2009. WHO also did too little to convince communities about the need to combat Ebola, the independent expert said.
Clearly, I think it's recognised now very well that some of the messaging, the public messaging, was also very harsh. You know, it was saying to people, you know, Ebola kills. Well, if Ebola kills and there's nothing you can do about it, there is an inherent view. In that case, why would we ever let people go to a treatment centre? They're going to die anyway. We know that people were saying that when these people come in all their gear into a village, they're bringing Ebola with them. So all those things were going on during that period of time. And we have said we don't think that community engagement was taken seriously enough.
In future, WHO needs to be harder and firmer when giving alerts on public health emergencies, the ex-Oxfam chief said. She dismissed the need for a new agency to handle global health alerts because WHO has the right technical expertise. But she said WHO needed to work harder with partner agencies and organisations on the ground and on thinning down on bureaucracy, though lack of funding remains a key issue.
There's got to be accountability for this. WHO has got to provide its plan. There are other plans beyond that, but its plan for change. And then they have to be held to account for that. But that probably, as I've said, requires that actually the member states come up at least with some of the core funding for this. It can't do it. The member states have got to come in behind that.
At the same time, the independent expert insisted that WHO's job of declaring the outbreak a global health emergency was stymied because of the great difficulty of getting hold of data from countries. She said that member states typically held back from announcing a public health emergency for fear of what it might do to their economy when borders closed and trade stopped. The problem means that countries needed to be encouraged to come forward when they had a problem, and insurance cover could be an interesting idea to look at in future, Stocking said. The independent expert also called for countries to ramp up their disease preparedness, since many of them were just not ready to cope with a public health emergency. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.